You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
This is the 25% that's going to leave. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the anxieties of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. This person, say, is rich. This person buys a boat. This rich person has only one day off a week, and guess what day that is? Sunday, of course. How can it be any other day? Now, this rich person hears it whispered in his ears, "You're a hard worker. Treat yourself. Go out into your boat on Sundays. Don't be a legalist." He hears, "Once saved, always saved. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. You've worked hard." So this happens once, twice, three times. Don't say a lady. I got it written down. And what happens? The word gets choked. Now, what is this person going to do, to use a wrestling term, when Abdullah the butcher shows up at his house and says, "Are there any Christians around here?" What's he going to do, Brent? What's he going to do? Right, he's going to deny him. You see, those who love their life will lose it. If you choose a well craft or a boat or a skeeter over the Son of God, you will not cross the finish line. There's nothing wrong with a boat, but put Him first. God provides good things for people. But when you put something in front of Him, this happens all the time. All of a sudden, you get season tickets to the Dolphins. What day do the Dolphins play? Oh, that's right. There is no football anymore. What day do they used to play? Sunday! Season tickets. Game starts at 1. You got to leave here at 8:30. Cook your hot dogs. What happens? You see, you drift and you drift and you drift and you drift and you drift. And now, just like being caught by the undertow, now you're way over here. And you've fallen away from the faith. 25%, one out of four people that's going to happen to. They're deceived by money. They think that they're okay because of their 401k. Nice, but good. Corny a little. So blank number three, deceived by money. Maybe we also could put in there for blank number three, worldliness. Worldliness. Worldliness will take you out of the faith as well. The cares of this world. Have you met anyone during this satanic virus that's overwhelmed with the anxieties of this age? Has anyone met anyone yet? John wrote, "Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But God is love. So if the love of the Father is not in him, then someone that loves the world is not what? It's not saved, right? If anyone loves the world, how could you love? This is an evil world out here. Hello? You love this world? No, you've got it wrong, friend. You are a pilgrim passing through this world. And don't let this stuff get attached to you along the way. He says, laying aside, the Hebrews writer says, laying aside the sin that so easily beset us. It's like running with those ankle weights on you. They attach like a leech to you. And when you get to church and when you take communion is when you can get these shackles off you. And you press on. Go back to church. Hear from God. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Turn. Repent of your sins. Take communion. Have all this stuff washed away. Have all these sins come off you. Press on up until A, Jesus comes back. B, you cross the finish line. But along that road, all of a sudden you got Dolphins tickets over here. And now you're over here, and now you're not on that road anymore. There's nothing evil about the Dolphins tickets. But the world will get you off track from what you're doing. Jesus said, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock." Hallelujah! "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended." See, here comes the tribulation. What are you built on? Sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. You see, if you didn't learn anything today, learn this. Tribulation will either make you or break you. You decide which one it is. Tribulation will make you or break you. Either you'll crush from under it, or you'll triumph through it. Like Paul said, what shall we say? You see, now when you understand that God is for you and on your side, Paul said, "I can endure all things. I do endure all things for the sake of the elect." God is for you. Even David wrote, "When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me." You've got God in your corner. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got what it takes to overcome. But it's a fight, and you've got to win this fight. Satan will appeal to your flesh. Your spirit is born again. There's still a fight that goes on the inside of you. That's why you still sin. Now, for the fourth man, or the fourth heart condition, verse 23. "He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Hallelujah! This is on good ground. That is a receptive heart. One who listens daily for the voice of God. One who repents daily of sin. One who is sensitive. One who admits when they are wrong. One who changes positions when they're wrong. Are you that way? Do these things describe you? A receptive heart listens daily for the voice of God, repents daily of sin if need to, sensitive, admits when they're wrong, changes positions when they are wrong, and one who says no to sin, and one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. This is group number four. I didn't say the person is perfect, but that he hears from God and admits when they're wrong and is willing to change. Is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now that person will persevere until the end. And to politely paraphrase, Jesus said, wherever your treasure is, that's where people will find your heart. Wherever your treasure is, he says, of course, there your heart will be also. So I leave you today with this question. Is this where you're at today? Do you find yourself in this fourth group? Or perhaps in the other three? Paul said each one's work will declare it. We saw four groups of people today that started out receptive to the gospel. That is, they said yes to God in the beginning. They all had ears to hear. The first didn't understand, refused to be proactive with their faith or guard their heart. The second had no spiritual fortitude, and at the first sign of trouble, they cut bait and run. Are you in that group? Do you understand what you hear? The third let worldliness and the love of money choke the word out of them and take them out, just like the Boston Strangler. The fourth group hears the word and understand it and does it. But notice, it doesn't say they always understood it. Perhaps they used to be in group number one who didn't understand it. But they loved the Lord, they repented of their sins if need be, and made the decision they were not going to be characterized by group number one. The good news is, church, if you're in the wrong group, you can change that today. If God shows you this morning that you are characterized, if your soil is like one of these three that don't make it to the end, you can change that right here and now. That's not your final destiny. You can change what group you are in. You can change it, and it's not too late. And hear this too. Let me say this. That other than the first group, in two out of the three, the world is the culprit. And what got you there to that position? This evil and crooked world is what did it. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's pray, church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth.